A regional district in BC's driest region is drafting a plan to tackle increasing threats to groundwater. The planning comes after a water bottling plant was allowed to expand without local oversight. The water facility in question is in Bridesville in the arid boundary region east of Soyuz. Vicky G represents the area for the regional district of Kootenay Boundary and is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
What's the current status of the Miller bottling plant?
Well, the Agricultural Land Commission has approved the increase to the building expansion within the footprint that they previously allowed as a non-farm use on large acreage. But they did also acknowledge in their decision that they don't have any jurisdiction over water extraction.
Okay, so they have jurisdiction over what's above the ground in terms of the buildings, but they don't have any control over how much water flows in and then out of that property. Is that right?
That's correct.
Who does have jurisdiction over that?
As far as I can tell, the province has, you know, the Water Sustainability Act, but as far as I can tell, there are no regulations limiting how much water any of us can extract.
What role did the regional district play in the approval of this expansion earlier this year?
We have no official community plan or land use bylaws, so we actually don't have any direct role. And so it was this particular event, this application, and a lot of concerns expressed to me by locals that made me decide to ask the regional district for resources to start the planning process and, to look at within our jurisdiction under the Local Government Act what kinds of things we can do to, you know, try to make sure that we're not, you know, that we're preserving our resource and not overdeveloping, you know, that kind of thing.
What was it specifically about this water plant that made you concerned enough to try to rewrite the legislation?
Well, it's not the legislation that's being rewritten. Developing an official community plan is something that most communities in BC...
Okay, a guideline for legislation then. But what was it about this that concerned you so much?
The fact that there are already pressures on the water. And, you know, I've had about half a dozen people express that already over the years their water levels in their wells and in some people have marshes on their property, that those have been declining. And, and nobody's saying, hey, this is because of Miller Springs, you know, because these people are spotted around. We don't even really know where the aquifer is, right? But, you know, people want assurance that the water isn't going to run dry and that, you know, if water becomes more scarce, that there will be some, you know, mechanism to try to regulate who gets how much water. Now, of course, just remember, though, that local planning has no control over water extraction.
So even if you did have an official community plan with provisions for groundwater within that, you'd have no statutory authority to prevent a place like Miller Springs from drawing water.
That's correct. The kind of thing that planning can do is it can look at development density. It can also require a development permit area. This is something that's being done in other parts of the Okanagan, I understand, where people have to, if they're looking at building a house, they have to prepare a document that says what they're going to do in their building that will require less water use. You know, like they might have to describe the kind of landscaping that they're going to do, you know, the kind of plumbing that they're going to use, that kind of thing.
So right now, I understand there is a limit under provincial legislation in terms of how much water this Miller Springs can extract. Is there any way, though, for the regional district or the town of Soyuz or anyone else to actually know how many liters of water per day this bottling plant is using?
They probably keep track themselves, but the only way a regional district or a city can know or regulate how much water someone is using if they're actually supplying the water. So, for example, if this was a water district or if they were on city water, you know, that's the kind of thing that cities and municipalities and water districts do. They keep track of how much water people use. They charge them in some cases, you know, in industrial use cases, they'll charge them by the use, you know, that kind of thing.
Because there would be a meter on that pipe, is that right?
Not only a meter, but there would be bylaws allowing them to do that because they're actually providing the water. In this case, anybody can put a well into the ground and extract water, and there's no authority that can tell them how much they can take out of that well.
Is there any way but that the regional district could demand an accurate accounting of that from the company?
No, we have no authority over a business and or over anyone. You know, they can't ask me. I have a well. Everyone or most people in our area have wells because we're in unorganized territory. They can't come and demand to know how much water we're using.
From your position on the regional district, how adequately do you think provincial legislation oversees water? I mean, are these regulations strict enough?
Well, the regulations haven't all been written yet. Everyone's waiting, but the Water Sustainability Act itself has been rewritten recently, and it's been a long time, so they are trying to upgrade and, you know, their legislation. I guess we'll see what happens in terms of the regulations. The concern of residents in our area is that, you know, the drought just seems to keep going on and on, and, you know, we're all worried about what the future will hold, right, as far as water's concerned.
When might this OCP be ready to go?
We've just started, and we had a little bit of a delay because of the fire up here. And so, you know, sometimes they take a couple of years. We're, you know, looking at a wide range of topics. The community made it quite clear that we live in a rural area. They're not interested in a bunch of minute regulations that might manage or restrict their freedoms that they've had for generations. So, you know, we're really looking at it from the point of view of some of these resource-level kinds of issues. You know, one of the topics that's come up is noxious weeds and, you know, the effect that that has on the local ranching industry. Another thing we might look at is fire smart kinds of initiatives. And because the process involves community consultation at all points along the way, you just really can't say how long it's going to take.
Vicki, we'll be interested to see what it looks like. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.